Zodians. I'm always fascinated by how the universe seats people next to each other, whether it's in the audience or in line, how people match up and naturally sit next to each other that have common interests. You'll see what I'm talking about. In this first episode, two jazz vocalists were out together, and that got us into a conversation. Eventually, I pointed out these two artists who were together, and this painter, he hated me. So that's what you have to imagine. He had this look on his face like, I did not come here to have some dude call me out. This is some serious versus the audience. But it was a discussion of couples sharing the same profession or interest. And that got us into some, is writing art? Do we consider it art? Did you guys get rained on out there? Yeah. Wow, it's like a rock concert. So we're all taking a break from our labor this weekend, right? So you guys are like, what's labor? Who here thinks they have the most unique labor? Yes, ma'am. You we'll talk to other people. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to throw both of us in. We're both jazz vocalists.
Okay. That's interesting. It's, to me, it's more interesting that you're with another jazz vocalist. What if you hated each other and you accidentally sat next to each other and you're big competitors?
Might be true.
Might be true.
Yeah.
So are you in the same jazz band? Can you have two jazz vocalists in the same band? No, right?
No.
No. So how do you know each other?
It's a very niche community.
Yeah? Interesting. So you in bands, or do you are you always auditioning for stuff?
We're both band leaders. We have our own bands.
Band leaders. Are you guys going out? That's very interesting. Who else is here with someone of the same profession? Yes, ma'am.
Artist.
You're an artist?
Yeah, and he's an artist.
He's an artist too?
Yeah.
All right. Did you draw that on his arm? Just guessing. Did you rip her jeans up? What kind of artist are you, sir? A painter? Very mellow. If I was that big, I'd be louder. The bigger you are, the louder you can be.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I didn't say anything yet. What kind of art do you do? You're a painter as well?
Yeah, oil.
Oh, yeah. Are you both oil? See, I find this fascinating. Are you two?
Yeah.
Oil and acrylic, both of you. That's almost unusual. Did you meet at a paint store? Oh, you're reaching for the last purple. You take it. I'll make mine out of red and blue. He's not liking any of these paint jokes. How many more, don't raise your hand yet, rest of folks, how many more artists do you think there are here?
I'd say at least 25.
25? Well, I guess we all think we're artists. Or am I? Have you sold your stuff? You guys sold your stuff? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. He's giving me nothing. Shit. Hey, give me one of these. Yeah. Those mob yeses. Yeah. Yeah, kill him. Yeah.
25, so that'd be almost 25% of this audience are artists. This is the free show, so that makes sense. And are you defining, like, a novelist as an artist? Or you're talking about the fine arts, aren't you? Wow, that's not what you were thinking when you said that. Right?
Well, it depends. I guess
I'll let you say, if they're selling their novels, I'll include that. Because, wow. That'll be unusual. We had the one last Sunday, though, I think. Interesting. Okay, how many people here are artists? Raise your hand if you are an artist. Okay, those jazz vocalists, they're like, we don't even do art. We do straight up commercial jazz. If I'm not singing about Walmart, I ain't singing. All right, they're thinking we're talking about fine arts novelists. Okay, what do you do, sir?
Paint.
Acrylic oil? What's
it's like
that?
Gouache. It's like a form. It's like watercolor.
Gouache. Okay. Do you know what that is?
This guy's giving me nothing. I wonder what gets this guy excited.
Does he like your art, or do you even know? Here's my new work.
I love it. It's the best you've ever done. Will you marry me?
Okay, watercolor. It's probably more affordable art, right? Acrylic shit. That's expensive, right? Who else was an artist? I like to talk about the mediums. Really, in the same room? Do you know these guys? You don't know them at all? You sat right next to them? See, there's something about that.
I sat next to him, but they swapped, so.
It was the universe, right?
Yeah, they just went to
art. The artists know about that. So what's your medium?
I'm a writer.
You're a writer, so we're going to call you an artist, okay? She says, I get paid.
I've been paid. I'm not getting paid right now.
Okay. Now, this, like, literary writing?
No, it's screenplays.
Okay. We're going to say that's art, and everybody here is an artist.
Why not?
This is L.A., you know. You can't walk into a Starbucks without knocking over 3 screenplays.
So you're very, not graceful.
Oh. Write that up. Use that. All right, I'll take that. What other non-writing artists? I guess I'm more into the fine arts. Yes, what kind are you? What?
Screen printing, band merchandise.
Screen printing, I'm into that. Band merchandise? Okay. Any bands I know, maybe? Who, what? Oh, I know that guy. Say that again. Okay. I'm not against it. And for who? Okay, I got you. What? There was another artist next to you. Was it you? What do you do?
Photography.
Okay. Anything here interesting? What's that? Any more? I like these different mediums. We should do a show. No? Oh, back there, I didn't see you. Yes.
I'm an anatomy textbook illustrator.
An anatomy textbook illustrator? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Wow.
Are you with her, sir?
Friends.
Okay. Yes. I like that. I'd be embarrassed to get naked in front of you. I feel like you'd be judging me the whole time. Like,
Proportional. You did a perspective on me. Do you blush when you draw penises?
No, but it's really awkward whenever I'm drawing, like, in a coffee shop, people. You know,
I bet you leave the penis till you go home. That's just a big white spot. I'll say that. I took an art class in college, and you had to draw a self-portrait of yourself nude. Or maybe it's just a self-portrait. No, it had to be nude, because it's too easy to draw yourself with clothes on, right? Yeah, it was a nude. You had to draw a self-portrait nude. And I didn't even want to deal with the truth or lies about my penis. So I chose, and I was the only guy in class who did this, to be abstract with my penis. And I drew myself with headless, with my head coming out of my penis. With a big smile on it. Like that. I gotta see. Any artists up top? I can't barely see you guys. Any artists up in here?
Right here.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm a graphic designer.
A graphic designer? Okay. Sounds good. What about that top row up there? There must be one artist. Yes, I see you, ma'am.
I do illustrations, like online.
Okay.
Graphic designer.
What's the latest thing you drew?
The what?
What's the latest image that you drew?
Probably some type of person. I do like cartoons and illustrations.
Some type of person? Okay. The artist up here? Not one artist amongst you? Really? All right, let's figure out what's going on up here. What's the most unique labor on this landing up here? Who's sitting next to someone with unique labor? Nobody?
I'm a teacher.
Woo! Okay, that's good. See, I don't make fun of teachers. I was a teacher. How, what age group?
I teach first grades.
See, she knows how to talk right there. I teach first grade. That voice in first grade. I once had a kid get up into the drop ceiling. I substitute taught. And he got up into the drop ceiling, and I was like, and I didn't know it at first. I was like, where's Jeremy? Some kids start going like that. For a second, I thought it was Jeremy's dad. First graders, there's probably a couple of us teachers in the room, right? No? First graders?
First graders.
Are there a couple of teachers in the room, or just you? I'm looking at, I mean, in your actual room.
Of course, just me. Yeah. No, just me and the kids.
Aren't you scared about them sneaking out? That's all I've been cared about. I pretend like I'd be teaching them, just be making sure they didn't sneak out.
No, I'm looking at them.
Well, she didn't teach my kids a thing, but she was always looking at them. Window on her. Give her that. You teach them improv?
I do not. Would you like to come to my class?
No, definitely not. Start a conversation. That's what I did do as a substitute, though. It was always about just don't let
then run out to the halls or through a window. That's really what it was, the substitute. And whatever the curriculum, whatever I was supposed to do, forget that. So I would just do improv, and it would always come down to them doing a scene, and then one of them cursing, and then kind of feeling me out like, what do you say about this? And I wouldn't say anything, and then it was like, hey, motherfucker! I'd be all about them cursing. And I'd just be like, 45 minutes more, let's keep this going.
Second half of the episode coming up. What'd you think about my story about my drawing? No, do not send me nude self-portraits. Please, keep those to yourself. I know what you're thinking. Next, I do with Mr. Matt Walsh. We do the Shazam Challenge, like that TV show, except with Billy Joel. Let's see how he does. Welcome,
I like that song.
Yeah, you like that?
I do. Who is that?
I didn't hear enough of it.
I wasn't paying attention. You got some funky bangs.
I like that.
I still don't know who it is. I think I made that mix too.
Do you think anyone knows
who that is?
This is Nobody? Our Shazam.
Let's Shazam it. Have you seen that show? Shazam has its own show now on
Jamie
TV.
Jamie Foxx host it?
I guess.
Or does Shazam host it?
Shazam's a star, but that's a great idea. It's a great idea.
I'm good at that, actually.
You are?
I think so, yeah. Like, I can, like, identify a song in 3 seconds.
Whoa. You think he can?
Yeah, let's try.
Let's just do something easy. Let's, like,
make don't it say what
all,
it is.
Let's just say it's all Billy Joel.
Oh, right. That's easy.
You're saying 3 seconds. So
yeah, give me 3 seconds
of
music.
Let's go to Billy Joel. Just go to iTunes.
Do you
iTunes.
Go in the middle or do you go in the beginning?
The middle. So let's go to iTunes.
Go to iTunes. Don't say anything.
3 seconds, too.
I only say this because I was doing this with somebody like a month ago and he's like, you're really good at this.
Some French
and
guy.
And I did like, it was a French guy. It was
you're
a French
really
guy.
Good at the American song. I don't know any.
But there were 3 other Americans I was competing or playing.
Stop!
I didn't hear it. Give me a true 3 seconds.
Oh, that was it. Stop! Someone started their Italian restaurant song out there.
Italian restaurant. Fuck you.
who from the audience knows?
Vienna.
Moving out.
What?
Vienna.
Vienna waits for you. Okay.
Is she right?
Give me one more
you
chance.
You gotta be more.
Give me one more chance. Let me try one more, then I know I'm delusional. Stop.
Did you hear something?
You didn't hear that? That'd be a
Did
good
you
part.
Play something? I didn't
That'd
hear
be a good
anything.
Part to do in the show. Make the whole audience tell and pretend you heard it.
I did
contest it.
Stop! That I didn't know that one. That didn't seem... let's keep
Captain
going.
Jack.
Give him a little bit more.
Captain Jack. No, I said 3 seconds.
Turn on the Christmas lights.
What is that?
Billy Joel doesn't even know that song. Oh, yeah, I wrote some Christmas lights song.
What's that?
Turn on Christmas lights. Hanukkah's over.
This Christmas album.
What did you just pick? Do you
I
not
feel
know
that's hostile. I feel that's like a hostile play by the judges.
Who was that?
It's from the album The Nylon Curtain. It's called She's Right on Time.
That is such a deep cut. Maybe she doesn't know Billy Joel to give you Greatest Hit.
Would there be...
This is like millennial takes on an old man. She has to guess which songs are popular. You have to guess which song.
Was
the nylon curtain. Nylon curtain. Right.
Was that song a huge hit?
No.
All right, let's give him something else. Why can I barely hear these? Did you hear that?
No.
I barely
heard it. I heard it, but
middle?
I don't know.
Once again, she does not know Billy Joel. This makes me think all his songs sound the same. That was not Bottle Red.
What was it?
Hold on, you're not even gonna guess? We also have to see if the audience knows.
Alright, give it to the audience. Let's see if anybody
knows. Who from the audience knew that one?
Wow, we're the
yes,
old
sir.
Italian Joel fan.
That was Italian restaurant? Yeah. You say yes on that. Can I get a little more piece of that?
Saturday night.
This is the new game show. You just get three guys the same age. It doesn't matter. It's who enjoys the song the most.
When we turn into a dance contest, people will be like, I got this.
I don't remember the name, but I love this song. Who here loves Billy Joel? Was at that last Dodger Stadium gig? Nobody? That surprises me. It's
yeah.
Crazy almost.
That's the gap. That's the generation gap. We
There's
care
some
about
old
Billy.
People here.
No, but Billy Joel is culturally significant to us, and he's probably not to them.
Huh. But like I said, I think some people are our age here. We're not totally separating this audience.
No, but it crosses.
Who is Billy your Joel generation's Billy Joel, sir?
Ed Sheeran.
That's a good answer.
I know.
But that's a good answer.
The Waltz, we win.
Ed Sheeran's really good.
What's his piano, man? Is he?
Yeah, he is good.
Okay, but not that good.
Well, his career hasn't proven out. Like Joel yeah. can do fucking Madison Square Garden anytime he wants.
For 10 days in a row.
Yeah. We'll just call it Madison Square Garden and go, Friday. 35,000 fucking...
Sold out as soon as I said
fucking
it.
Fucking Billy Joel Garden like that.
And Jack can come suck my dick as opening act.
Sheeran can't do that again.
You said he couldn't do that well?
Not yet.
Not yet.
He couldn't do that yet.
Ow.
Do you know what Ed Sheeran song?
I'm in the Game of Thrones. Do you want a drink from me? That was the most gratuitous scene ever. Well, we got 5 minutes in this episode. Let's have Ed Sheeran offer a drink to somebody. One of our more popular characters. Any plot? No, just have her drink and just kind of look at everybody.
He did get to sing, too. He did do a little singing in the beginning.
Those motherfuckers were singing, weren't yeah. they?
But you get Sheeran, you gotta have a little singing.
I bet he shut me. He's like, "Aw, you guys didn't tell me you wanted me to sing." There was
really
someone in
this.
That battle scene, too, that was famous.
Really?
That same episode. He was like a football player or something. In that, the people they all got nailed by the dragon. You know what those I'm talking about? No, now I'm in your generation. I'm right in there.
You think?
What's that?
Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah.
He's a Mets pitcher.
Ah, see
was
there?
In that battle?
Yeah.
Very good.
See? It's not totally crazy.
How many people in this room do you think have, like, seen every Game of Thrones?
How about we say who has not? That's an easier number.
All right, I'll ask you that. How many people in this room have never seen one?
That's more interesting.
All right, how many do you think?
Okay. I'm going to say, have never seen one. That's going to be 12.
Whoa.
Why, you think I'm high or low? You think that's too many?
I'll go five.
Okay, you want the audience.
$1 above.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you've never really
never
seen it.
Never, ever seen it.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I fucking nailed it, too. It's like 12. It's 12, and they all know each other. Yeah, we lost another one for book club this Sunday.
Did they just do the book club?
Damn, no game of Thrones.
Book club's always
sir,
in the front row.
Sir, never once? You didn't want to check it out?
Wait till the end.
Wait till the end!
Are you reading the books or something?
Nah.
You don't give a shit about it.
I'm just waiting till the end, and I could just watch it in like 3 days.
What? He still has the last 5 Super Bowls on his DVR. Wants to watch them all one day.
He wants to watch a decade in one day.
He just shut off the Falcons at halftime before he came here.
It was 28-3.
Okay,
he's like
finally
quintessential binge watcher. He's
you
waiting.
Know these two right here?
Yeah.
Don't you think it is interesting that similar personalities though sit next to each other? They were in groups.
Did you know each other?
Yeah, all three of them know each other.
Well, they probably came together.
No, I know.
Well, why else would they sit together?
Yes. I go to people at restaurants up there. Do you know each other? I admit, it's funny they know each other and have all not seen Game of Thrones. They're sitting in a group of they have not seen it either, those two. And also there's a group. Who else has not seen it? Game of Thrones? See, those two? Are you guys a couple? You guys hate it together? What are you guys doing on Sundays besides going to SCAT? Yeah.
Watching other TV.
Okay, like what?
It's a very personal question.
What if it's just hardcore porn? Our favorite swingers porn is Sundays. 8 p.m. He's not amused by that. Alright. You guys don't have a favorite show you? Do you guys watch reality TV? Is that what's going on? Cooking shows? No, nothing?
We watch a lot of sports on Sundays because we're from Scotland, so we're in a time difference. So.
This is what it comes down to, Scotland, because they think Game of Thrones is making fun of their dialect. Isn't that what everyone in that show's doing? They're all Scottish, kind of?
There are various Welsh, Scottish, yeah, Irish variations, yeah.
When you audition for that show, it's not like we're in Britain or something. Like, don't you go at the audition like, where am I pretending to be from? Hey, you want to go, hey! sir, please. We're all kind of Scottish.
I would say English-Irish. I think that's what they're doing.
Yes.
But the guy with the red beard, is he from the Northern Wall?
Mm-hmm.
Is he super
don't
Scottish?
Well, for this dude. That image is going to haunt him on that day. Oh, I know there's going to be some guy with a red beard. There he is. Oh, there he is.
The only problem is you're risking spoilers.
Oh, God, he's have to
every day
him
of your
tonight.
Life. Like right now, we could legally say first season shit to you. Legally. No judge in the United States would be like, dude, where are you? Get on board. Yeah. It's like 7 years ago. People can't talk about this.
Beware of wedding scenes.
Fucking red wedding shit.
In that land, do not get married.
And just hang on through the robot years. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, third season, you're like, how did robots fit into this?
The writers. They're Scottish robots. They're Scottish robots.
And the main character's got this baby. You're like, oh, I got a baby. Now they're just jumping the shark.
A lot of food montages. It's weird. It gets a little light.
So there is a lot of food montages, though.
This year there was.
This year? I'd say less this year.
No, they did a big featured food montage this year.
Yeah.
When he was ladling soup. Remember that sequence?
Sound like food porn. You see him ladling that soup? That's a good show. So did that surprise you? I was like 12 to 15 people didn't watch Game of Thrones. At all.
I sort of felt like it might be higher. I was just saying 5 for gamesmanship. Okay.
But don't you think it's because they probably don't watch TV at all? This guy's watching Scottish sports.
So let's try to pick a show that has even fewer people who've never seen it. Like a show that we think has penetrated deeper into the American
audience.
That's
on currently?
Yeah. Is there another?
I don't think that's going to exist. Are you looking for everyone to yell beep at the same time?
Kind of. Like another season, guys. Bring your cable.
All right. Whoever's in the booth that night obviously had no idea who Billy Joel was. That's the lesson of Game of Thrones. Don't get married.